And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A new documentary that's went live recently on Daily Wire is exposing Margaret Sanger's vision for Planned Parenthood, and it's not pretty, as most of us already knew. The 1916 Project is the name of it, and it brings Seth Gruber's book to life, revealing Sanger's advocacy for sterilizing the unfit and her eugenic ideology that shaped today's abortion industry. Even Planned Parenthood has tried to distance themselves by removing Sanger's name from most of their facilities and literature. Too little too late. The abortion pill's deadly track record just continues to grow. A Canadian mother of five nearly bled to death in Nova Scotia at a hospital after taking abortion drugs at home. The woman was begging for help, crying and pleading as she hemorrhaged, but claimed staff dismissed her concerns, telling her it's just the pill doing its job. Eventually, she collapsed and required emergency surgery. Meanwhile, in the UK, NHS data reveals over 54,000 women have been hospitalized for abortion pill complications since pills by post began in 2020. That's 1 in 17 women requiring hospital care. But there's genuinely good news on the pro-life front. In Tyler, Texas, they celebrated the closure of their Planned Parenthood facility back in early October, with nearly 200 people gathering to mark the occasion. The facility opened in 2012, but shut its doors permanently in July. And in Florida, the Heartbeat Protection Act has led to a dramatic one-third drop in abortions through September, with 33,339 compared to just over 50,000 during the same period last year. That's roughly 300 babies saved every month. A Catholic priest in Spain faces up to 3 years in prison for criticizing Islam. That's right, the father was convicted of Islamophobic comments after he wrote that Islam does not allow for dialogue and denounced persecution of Christians in Nigeria, Syria, and Bangladesh. It was a 2016 article responding to a cardinal's call for Christian-Muslim dialogue, and it noted, "You either believe or you're an infidel who must be subdued one way or another." The hate speech law in Spain expanded in 2015 to include online offenses, and it's now being weaponized against religious freedom. The Los Angeles Dodgers recently sponsored an LGBTQ award show that honored the Thomas guy who was a swimmer at Pennsylvania University. The organization praised Thomas and called him a powerful voice for inclusion and fairness in sports. Fairness for who, exactly? Certainly not the female swimmers he displaced. None of this stuff computes, does it? That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.